Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. It's in Matthew chapter 26 that we want to begin our reading for today's lesson, starting with verse 69. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him, and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. What we've read here is a statement that we want to focus our attention on, and that is the statement that they made to Peter, that your speech betrays you. That word betray means to make evident, means to manifest. In other words, reveal one's real character. So we need to ask ourselves the question, what does our speech reveal? What does our speech reveal if we were on trial under the same sort of circumstances that Peter was here in Matthew 26? Remember there in verse 74 it said, "Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man." So when we come up on trial, question, do we curse and swear like Peter did? What about when we're angry? You know, in Ephesians 4 and verse 26, it says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." So does our speech betray us? That is, does our speech really reveal our real character when we're angry? What does your speech reveal when you are reviled? Reviled is a Bible word, although we don't use it all that much, but it's simply a word that means abused, to rail at, to rant, an angry, loud voice. So what does your speech reveal when you are abused or have a loud voice speaking to you? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it's in verse 11, it says, "To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscoured of all things under now." So, what does our speech betray about us when we are reviled? Do we do what these verses say? Being reviled, do we bless? It's also in 1 Peter 2 that we see in verse 23 concerning Christ, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. What about our speech reveal about us when we're suffering? In the book of Job, in chapter 2, notice verse 7. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a posset with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all of this, Job did not sin with his lips. So we see what Job's speech revealed about him, and certainly he was under an immense amount of suffering when he made that statement. What did your speech reveal when you were persecuted? You know, Acts chapter 5, verse 41, Peter and John had been beaten, had been put into prison, and it says, "So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Is our speech without guile? In 1 Peter 3 and verse 10, it says, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit." The King James Version uses the word guile. So we see what guile is. It's deceit. In Ephesians 4, verse 25, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." So we see what guile and deceit is. It's lying. It's giving a false representation of something from what it really is. But two, is our speech, maybe it's to please men. In 1 Thessalonians 2, it's in verse 4 that we begin, and said, "But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tests our hearts. For neither at any time do we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness, God is witness, nor do we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ." So does our speech, what does it do? Does it for the purpose of pleasing men? Well, two, is our speech to reprove error, to rebuke error? You know, it's in Ephesians 5, we're told in verse 11 to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Is our speech with grace? In Colossians 4 and verse 6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Is our speech edifying? You know, in Ephesians 4 and verse 29, it says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." That word edification or edify means to build up. Two, it's in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 4. It says, "Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith." You know, when it comes to our speech, we need to be good examples. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." When we speak, do we speak with self-control? It's in James 1 that we read in verse 26, "If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." When we speak, do we speak the things that we ought not to speak about? In 1 Timothy 5, verse 13, it says, "Besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not." do we speak evil of others? In James 4, verse 11, do not speak evil of one another. Brethren, he who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. 2, it's in Ephesians 4 and verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 1, it says, therefore laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. But 2, when we speak, do we speak lies? You know, in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2, it says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron. Do we speak things of a perverse nature? Perverse means to distort or to twist. In Acts 20 and verse 30, also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. The word perverse is also used in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 5 when it says, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourselves. Do we speak as the oracles of God? Oracles means the word of God. Peter in 1 Peter 4 verse 11 says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. Do we speak the truth in love? In Ephesians 4, verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Do we speak sound doctrine? Titus 2 and verse 1, but as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. And it's in Titus 2, verse 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Do we speak with faith and confidence? It's in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Our words are important, and we've taken time in this study to see the scriptures and all of what they've had to say concerning our speech. And by no means have we dealt with all of the scriptures on this matter. But you may be asking the question, you know, why is our speech so important? Well, let's close our study by reading Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 34. Listen to why our speech is so important. Jesus said, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasury of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasury brings forth evil things. But I say to you, that every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Friends, that's why we need to not let our speech betray what we really are if we profess to be Christians. We see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.